questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Noor Muhammad Pur. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. My pleasure.
So today we want to talk about the occultation or the major occultation of Imam As, Imam Mahdi, and the benefits of this Imam when he is living in absence. We know that according to the Shiite beliefs, Imam As had two occultations. Number one was minor one. Yeah. And then from 70 on, he has went into a kind of major occultation. He was in touch with four special representatives. And still, according to Shiite beliefs, he is in occultation. Now, what is the benefits of an Imam in occultation, Sheikh?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that the meaning of occultation, I think in the beginning we should make it clear for our audience, what does it mean, Imam went to occultation? You know that Ghaybatul Imam means that Imam Mahdi, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, living among people, you know. But unfortunately, some people, and we can say most of the people, cannot recognize him as the last savior of humanity, and actually as, you know, the guided Imam, because of their, you know, actually committed a lot of sins, or then the noob. And because of that, because of these immense sins and evil deeds that many people, unfortunately, they're committing, they lost the opportunity of recognizing Imam al-Mahdi. So, actually, in other words, we can say that the occultation and ghiba of Imam al-Mahdi is because of us.
Yes.
Not because of the kind of shortcoming of Imam al-Mahdi, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him. So, this is a meaning of ghiba. And actually, because of that, you see that the benefits of Imam al-Mahdi is a lot. You can, if you go to the meaning of Imamat and the guardianship of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wasalam, you find out that actually, according to one very famous narration from Holy Prophet Muhammad and other infallible Ahlul Bayt, you find that he said that the benefit of the hidden Imam is like the sun behind the clouds.
That's right.
And actually, you know that the living for all creatures, living without sun is impossible.
Yes.
And because of that, you see that the all creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're benefiting from the sun. Okay? And without that, they cannot continue living.
Yes.
And
so you mean the presence of Imam As is like the sun behind the cloud. I think it is more than that. It is like the sun itself. Because according to historical facts, there has been always a proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth.
Exactly.
Because the life started with Adam, which is regarded to be a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until now, until Prophet Muhammad, until now, the proofs, I mean, the authentic proofs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are on earth. As we know, Imam As is called Al-Hujjah too. You know, when we call him Al-Hujjah, so this Hujjah must be a sign of something and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly. I would like to emphasize on the understanding the position of Imam.
Yes.
You know, one of the traits of Imam alayhi salam is he's kind of mediator between the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his creatures.
Yes.
It is very important, which we call it wasitaya phase.
Yes.
Kind of mediator between the mercy and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to his creatures. And without Imam, nobody deserves to receive this kind of blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's right. Okay.
It is very important, because of that, maybe Noble Prophet Muhammad called him to be a kind of son, you know, because he is hidden from the people and he went to occultation because of the explanation I gave. So you know that because of that, you see the position of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is kind of proof, as you mentioned.
Yes.
We have in a lot of narrations that he said that لَوْلَا الْحُجَّةَ لَسَاخَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِأَهْلِهَا. Had it not been for the proof of Allah, for the guardian of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Imam al-Mahdi and other infallible Ahlul Bayt, the earth would be destroyed.
That's right.
It is very important. I would like my dear listener to focus on this issue that one of the most important benefit of the infallible Imam is that he is actually proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this earth. And because of that, because of him, actually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sending his mercy and blessing to his creatures.
That's right.
So you see that in many other narrations, it has been mentioned that because of Imam al-Mahdi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala maintained this universe from collapse. Mm-hmm. So, let me share one narration from other infallible Ahlul. He said that وَلَوْلَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَّا لَسَاخَتْ بِأَهْلِهَا. Had it not been for the presence of the proof of Allah, and this as referring to infallible Ahlul Bayt, this earth would be destroyed. Mm-hmm. This universe would be destroyed.
That's right.
وَلَمْ تَخْلُ مُنْدُ خَلَقَ اللَّهُ آدَمْ مِنْ حُجَّةِ اللَّهِ فِيهَا إِمَّا ظَاهِرٌ مَشْهُورٌ أَوْ قَائِبٌ مَسْتُورٌ. From the time of Prophet Adam, proof of Allah referring to infallible Ahlul Bayt or infallible Imams, they were existing on this planet.
That's right.
Whether they are visible or invisible.
Yes.
Okay, sometimes they went to the occultation referring to Imam al-Mahdi. وَلَا تَخْلُوا الْأَرْضُ وَلَا تَخْلُوا إِلَىٰ أَن تَقُومَ السَّاءَ مِنْ حُجَّةٍ وَلَوْلَا ذَلِكْ لَمْ يُعْبَدِ اللَّهِ. Had it not been for the proof of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nobody was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's okay? Right.
We can understand this narration. Actually, we can interpret this narration in this way that had it not been for the sake of Imam al-Mahdi, nobody could completely worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. Only individual who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and has a real sense of worshipping and obedience is Imam al-Mahdi.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So this is on the spiritual part. What about the worldly life? Does Imam As has any benefit for the worldly life of the people? And is it at all true to expect a hidden Imam to, for example, solve our worldly life problems or not?
Exactly. I refer to that when you said that Imam is actually mediator between the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his creatures. Most part of that, referring to the, worldly benefits of that.
That's right.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a lot of blessings to the creatures, including material blessing. Mm-hmm. And all of that is because of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. Let me share other parts of explanation for the, benefits, as you mentioned, material benefit of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. For example, we have خَلَقْتَهُ لَنَا إِسْمَةً وَمَلَادًا. Oh yes. Allah, you have created Imam al-Mahdi to be a safeguard for us and kind of refuge for us.
Yes.
All of that referring to the, material benefit of Imam al-Mahdi. وَأَقَمْتَهُ لَنَا قِوَاوًا وَمَعَادًا. Mm-hmm. You have assigned Imam al-Mahdi to be somebody to rely on and to take refuge to.
Yes.
Any kind of problem, any kind of hardships and difficulties, you take refuge to Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
So we can say that whatever problem that we have, whatever hardships and, you know, difficulties that we have in this material life,
yes,
we should take refuge to Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, right, last savior of humanity.
And some people might ask that, how is this mechanism of connection with Imam As? Is it at all true for the people? Because at the time of the other infallible imams, the people could easily reach out to the imams, okay, when they were alive. Now Imam As is alive too, but it seems that not all the people can have connection between themselves and Imam As. So doesn't it make any problem between, we can say, the blessings and the mercifulness of Imam with the people?
You know, actually, connecting with Imam Al-Mahdi actually is kind of a spiritual one.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you try to be a real servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to cleanse your soul from all kind of evil deeds and action and traits, then easily you can connect to Imam Al-Mahdi. Actually, I think very simply, anybody by the means of purification of the soul, which we call it tahdhibun nafs.
Yes, purification, okay, of soul, yes.
Yeah, you know, in this way, we can actually get connection with Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. Whenever you are in any condition, in any place that you are living, you can easily connect to him, spiritually speaking, and talk to Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam.
Yes. It seems there is a misunderstanding about the concept of, we can say, zuhur and huzur. In fact, the presence of Imam As and the reappearance of Imam As. Can you differentiate between these two? I mean, Imam As is present now, but one day he will reappear. What exactly are the benefits of these two concepts?
You know, Imam Al-Mahdi, actually, as you mentioned, is present. Mm-hmm. We have in many narrations, yes, of Ahlul Bayt, Imam Al-Mahdi living among us.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay.
But we cannot, because of the shortcomings and evil action that we, some of us, you know, practice, we do not have the opportunity of recognizing him,
okay,
as a, you know, as a imam, as the divine imam, alayhi salam. He is a hidden imam, actually, because of these philosophies and because of these reasons. But actually, he is not, you know, when we call him imam, and he is present among us, but he is hidden, as you mentioned.
Yes.
But let me add one thing. When we talk about the occultation of Imam Al-Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam, it means that it does not mean that he is not existing. Because mm-hmm. some people, they think that when we say, for example, he went to the occultation, it means, yes, that he is not existing.
For example, okay, he has died.
Yeah.
Or like, for example, some people believe in Jesus Christ. That,
exactly,
for example, he has died and his soul is now...
Yeah, because, okay, of that, I explained in the beginning of this episode what occultation means.
Mm-hmm.
Occultation means that, unfortunately, some people, they are not ready to witness Imam Al-Mahdi, to recognize him, okay?
Yes, yes.
But it does not mean that he is not present, he is not alive. Imam Al-Mahdi, alayhi salam, last savior of humanity, actually, he is alive, he is present among people. He has a lot of spiritual and material benefits for the people. I can say that all benefit that and all blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that human being and actually other creatures of Allah,
yes,
subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're receiving is due to the existence and the presence of Imam Al-Mahdi, peace and blessing of Allah be upon him.
The famous Western philosopher Henry Corbin has stated something beautiful about the presence of Imam As. He says that Tashayyu or Shi'ism is the only sect or religious sect that has kept the link of guidance between Allah and God subhanahu wa ta'ala and the human being. All the other religious sects somehow has a cut,
exactly,
between, for example, the concept of religious guidance or prophet and people in general. And Shi'ism, through the link of Imam As and Imam Mahdi, has kept this alive. And this is really outstanding because it is a kind of, as you said, intermediary for the faith or it's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on earth.
About the hope for the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi, you know that we are living in the world of full of injustice and tyranny and oppression. Mm-hmm. And all people are waiting for the, you know, arrival of the savior of humanity. And this hope and to be get ready for the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi. And this, I think it is it's very important for people to have to get to prepare themselves to get ready for the arrival of Imam al-Mahdi. And having this hope, I think itself is important for all mankind.
The concept of hope, something which is missed in the modern world.
Exactly.
To a day that the rays of light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pour down on the earth forever, inshallah. Thank you very much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you talking about the benefits of Imam As in occultation. And thank you very much, dear listeners. You are listening to Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, you can visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode and another interesting topic on Islamic beliefs. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliyin wa Husayn. لعلي وحسين وحسن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن